Time now for the Ohio Harness Racing Report, sponsored by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, race in Ohio, have fun in Ohio. Here's Vince Coza.
Well, one of the best drivers, not just in the state of Ohio, but in the country. Last night at Scioto Downs, he won 7 races of the 12-race program. 7. And he's live in the Superior Credit Union Hotline. It's Chris Page. Chris, how are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on. Had you ever won 7 races before in a program?
I was thinking about that on the way home, and not at one card. Like I'll do 2 a days, like race at 2 tracks in one day. I have, but not just solely at one card. So, record for me.
Yeah, pretty impressive. More than 4,750 wins since you started driving in 2000. Did you always want to be involved in harness racing and be a driver?
Maybe not necessarily a driver, but I always wanted to do something with the equine aspect. I went to Ohio State and equine science major, and then I worked for a veterinarian named Dr. David Crum in the summers. So actually, I was kind of gearing more to being a veterinarian, and I ended up buying a horse. I think it was my junior year of college, and broke and bought a cheap old horse, and we did actually pretty good with it, and it took off from there. I was the perfect size, per se, as the veterinarian told me. I've always like been interested in watching it, but as far as actually like pursuing a driving career, not really. I was more in the aspect that it was a hobby, you know.
Well, it's worked out real well for you to be a driver as opposed to a veterinarian. You just finished up at Miami Valley. I think you finished 4th overall there. You also race at Northfield. What's your favorite Ohio track?
It's the Downs for sure. I live in Delaware currently, so it's close commute. Just love the atmosphere there. Obviously, the weather, you know, is spectacular as opposed to racing at Miami Valley in the wintertime, Dayton in the fall. So, Scioto Downs is my favorite.
Yeah, you have Dayton. I didn't mention that. And then Miami Valley and Northfield and the 5/8 and the half mile track at Northfield. Do you have to drive differently depending on how long the track distance is?
A little bit, you know. On the bigger tracks, you know, on the 5/8 mile, I'll just make it clear, you go around 3 turns to make a mile. On the half mile oval, you go 4 turns. So post position is kind of a bigger deal on a half mile, and it's huge post position. A little more aggressive on the half mile, getting your horse in position. You know, because it's tough to make up ground, obviously, in the turns as opposed to the straightaways. But all in all, I'm pretty aggressive, most generally, any type of track I'm on. I'm always just trying to put the horse in a position to win the race.
And you won 7 last night. We're with Chris Page, our Ohio Harness Horseman's Report. I'm assuming you're racing at Scioto again tonight. When you do the double headers, how difficult that is to go from one track to another?
It's a little bit taxing. There's another guy that races. He's right here from Ohio. His name's Aaron Merriman, and he does double headers 4 or 5 times a week. And that guy's like a workhorse. I mean, I did a double header, and I'm like, whew, I need a day to recover, you know. But he does it, you know, week in, week out, and you know, I don't know how he does it, but. It's a little bit tough, you know. The driving the horses part's not the problem. It's the commute on the road that gets me.
Got it. And now is he going Meadows to Northfield? Is that his doubleheader?
Yeah, he goes to Meadows in the afternoon, then Northfield, and then he comes down tonight. He's going to grace us with his presence at Scioto Down. Fridays, they're dark, so I think he's coming down here tonight.
He's gracing you with his presence. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sunday he's going to Poconos, and I actually have to go out there too, so, which is at Mohican Sun in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and what a difference is it now with the Racinos alongside these racetracks?
Well, that's what I wanted to kind of touch bases on. When I was growing up, you know, there wasn't no money really in it, so it was more or less going to be a hobby, you know, be a hobby horseman as opposed to doing it full-time. And I took a shot. I got in going before the slots, and that helped me out because, let's face it, like, you know, Dave Miller took off and went to the East Coast for chasing the money. A lot of the top drivers at that time went to the East Coast to chase the money where the money was better. So I had a chance to break in and establish myself when we weren't going for no money for a few years. And then when the slot money come, I was already established. So, you know, if there's ever such a thing as perfect time, per se.
Got it. Is David Miller someone you idolized growing up in this business? Was there someone you wanted to be like?
Yeah, you know, he's a good old boy. He's a Buckeye. I'm a big fan of John Campbell, too. He's in the Hall of Fame. You know, he just retired a few years back. But, you know, I'm just a fan of the sport, more or less.
Great stuff. Best of luck today. How many drives do you have tonight?
I think there's 12 or 13 races, and I think I'm in basically every one of them.
All right, so you can win 8 tonight since you won 7 last night, right?
It's one of the things where you get in the zone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Two nights in a row, that'd be tough, but stranger things have happened.
That's right. Go for it, man. You give your horse a position, a chance to win. That's what you try to do, right? That's what you just told me. So, listen, congratulations. When I go to the track, I look for you driving a horse, and I want to bet you. You do a fantastic job. And thanks for spending time with us on the Ohio Harness Horseman's Report.
Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
All right, Chris Page. He's good. He is one of the top drivers around, and to win 7 races last night in a 12-race program at Scioto Now, it's pretty doggone good.
We've got to get him on Apple Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to get him on Apple Hill.
Yeah, if Kevin Beckstead, who's a part owner, is off of Apple Hill, then I'm going to suggest to the the main owners, because I only have like a half
coach,
an ear.
You got to be calling the shots.
Yeah, you think I should be calling the shots?
Yeah.
Well, Tim Ignarski right now, he's not doing anything horse related because his basement is flooded at Indian Lake.
Oh, boohoo!
Yeah, no, 6 inches.
Just 6 inches
of rain of Yikes. Water in his basement. So, yeah, not good. He's not happy. So, best of luck to the Ignarskis. Mrs. I is probably doing all the work, really. So,
right. Let's be honest.
And our thanks to Steve Bateson for setting up Chris Page, one of the bright stars that you can watch by going to Scioto Downs. He loves the Downs. Our Ohio Harness Horseman's Report.